This is the regular city council meeting. It's Monday, August 10th, 2015, 7:00 p.m.
Call meeting in order. We'll start with the invocation by Eugene and the following.
Dear Father, thank you for this day. Lord, we pray that we receive wisdom from you and the decisions that we need to make today, Lord, and just get the stuff that we have here accomplished, Lord, and be examples, Lord, in your name. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call. We have all council members present. Next thing we'll go is to citizen input. This is the time that we'll give any citizen, if they would like to speak to the council, we'll give you 5 minutes for any concern that you have. Is there anybody that would like to speak to the council tonight? Okay, hearing none. We'll go to approval of the agenda. Do we have a motion to approve the agenda tonight?
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Got a first and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Consent agenda. A motion for the...
I'll make that motion.
Second.
All in favor of the consent agenda?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay. Okay. Current business, 4.1, the submittal of the TBI applications. This will be Barilla. Kurt, right?
Yes. I am Kurt Holland with Barilla and Associates. Today we have two applications for a TIB. Which one do you have up? I don't have my glasses. Okay, the first one is a ADA application for the north end of 14th Street. The purpose of that is to connect the current project that'll be going out to bid in early 2016 with a conduit of ADA improvements all the way to Lyons Park, up 14th, across 14th, and I don't remember the name of the road. It's right. Yeah. I do have a sample of, or the draft application, if anybody wants to look at it. There is a percent match from the city of 20%, so the total would be, the draft estimate is about $32,000 would be the city's commitment on a $162,000 project. Any questions?
So this is going from Cemetery Road all the way up to, it just says Lyons Park, but Lyons Park don't connect with 14th.
It goes all the way up 14th, across Main Street, and down First Street.
Down First Street?
Yes.
Okay. Do any of the council members have any questions or comments? So what we need is a motion to approve the submittal of the TIB application for the 14th Street.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
We got our first and second. Any further comments?
One thing, Ken. If you look on the agenda memo, we probably need to correct that. I missed that. Sorry. Application for TIB funding for the installation of 24 non-conforming... We meant the replacement of 24 non-conforming ADA ramps.
Yes.
Okay, not installation of...
Yeah, we're not going to put in incorrect
right.
ADA ramps. We're going to fix the incorrect ones.
I missed that on my review, so my bad.
Okay.
Did you say First Street or First Street?
Fur,
right? That's what I thought. Well, I thought I heard First, but yeah, we're good.
Okay, we have a motion made in second. All in favor of the motion?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, that's so passed. Okay, the second one on that same one is First Street TBI, TIB application.
Okay, it's again, a grant application. In this case, it's a 10% match, and it's to do the remaining grind and overlay on First Street. That would be from Highway 26 to Elm Street, including the intersection of Elm Street. The anticipated total contract cost is about $660,000. The 10% match from the city would be approximately $66,000. In both the cases, we'd know whether or not we were awarded the funding this year. So the plan would be to survey early next year and get it out the bid in 2016. And if we're lucky, we'd like to tag this onto the 14th Avenue project for economy of scale and potentially bid at the same time. That's a bit aggressive.
Okay, this is only for to bring everything up to compliance for ADA from Highway 26 to Elm Street?
Yeah, it's a grinded overlay and an ADA.
And, okay, because everything else from Elm Street to Main Street will be taken care of
this fall.
Still this fall?
Yes, sir.
Terry?
It only goes to Spruce on our first portion, so we're still shy a couple blocks.
Oh, stuff.
Yes, that was shut up. Goes 3 blocks from Main, south 3 blocks.
Okay. Is there any problems in between those two areas that we need to address that we may need to cover? And
well, there's going to be problems. There's going to be some non-conforming ADA on that street there as well as a grind and overlay. So we'll still have a few blocks there to clean that up.
Okay.
TIB does have windows of funding that they like to give out, and to extend that all the way up was a bit outside their recommended. I think it was over $1 million at that point in time, and for a preservation project, they prefer to keep it around 750. So we're trying to maximizing the window there.
When would we have noticed if we did receive the TIB grant?
November.
November?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So what we need is a motion tonight to approve the submittal of the TIB application for First Avenue.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
We got a first and second. All in favor of the motion?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, so carried. We'll go on to 4.2. Contract change order number one for the 6-inch force main project. Okay.
Okay, there's two change orders in front of you tonight, and both of them are very similar, so I'm just going to kind of tag them all together. Talked earlier with Spencer, in most of our especially federally funded projects, what we tend to do is at the end, we reconcile the units. So, for example, if you have 100 feet of pipe in your bid, and you get a bid and you actually put 99 feet in, the actual contract amount that you paid the person is only for 99 feet. For auditing purposes, we've had the auditors come back and catch that and say, hey, how come your contract is one price and you actually paid the contractor another price? That works both ways. So if you put 101 feet in, you obviously paid the contractor for 101 feet. But that's been caught in a couple audits, and so we've just been recommending to our clients that we just finish things up, do a reconciling change order, so what we actually paid the contractor and the contract is the same amount of money. So I believe you have change order one for this 6-inch force main in front of you, and it's for a negative $11,517.65. we'd recommend approval of that change order.
Okay, so we need a motion to approve the change order number one for the Forest Main project.
Make that motion.
We got a first, and we got a second. All in favor of the motion?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, so carried. Okay, the next change order, 4.3, contract change order number four on the 16-inch water main project.
So similarly, this is the reconciling change order for the 16-inch water main project. It ended up in a net reduction of $22,771.43. We'd recommend council approve the change order.
You know, it's nice when we get these reductions on change orders and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, I should have thought about that one a little bit further. I could have spread those out over like 6 months and come forward with a negative amount every time, but...
Do you know what the lesser amount was directly contributed to?
We covered all that earlier.
Oh, no.
In previous meetings, we covered what... There was a trade-off on the piping or something, and... We actually had committee meetings and discussed it, and then it came before the council, like months ago. This is just making it official.
Yeah, so for example, there was 130 fewer feet of HDPE put in. Twelve less feet of directional 12-inch or a 24-inch casing. That was a credit of $5,500. The previously mentioned one was $1,400. Six square yards less resurfacing repair.
I think some of the issues that we ended up splitting the costs because we couldn't do it with one single bidder, and then we ended up giving it to one contractor anyway because he was the lowest on the one big bid, and then the other contractor reneged on the sewer main, and we ended up giving it to the contractor that was already on site, so it lessened the cost for that contractor to do both jobs based on the bids that he submitted. So that's what these change orders are, is what he actually agreed to do the job for.
Yeah, and in general, when we do a construction estimate, we're going to round things up. So, I mean, if we calculate 127 lineal feet of pipe, we may use 130, et cetera. So in the bid estimate, it's our estimate of what the lengths of pipe or how much concrete's going to be replaced. In a sidewalk project, you may be real conservative on how much curb you're going to replace it, because you get in there and you start messing around and the curb might fall apart. So, you know, we're going to be conservative when we estimate, and then we're going to really watch it, and hopefully we'll not have to pay so much. So this is fairly frequent, I think, for projects to actually come in under bid because of the overall conservativeness built into the project.
Great. So what we need is a motion to approve change order number four for the 16-inch water main project.
Make that motion.
I'll second.
Got a first and a second. All in favor of the motion?
Aye.
Any opposed? So carried.
Thank you.
Okay, is there any unfinished business to bring up tonight? Is there any new business to bring up tonight? Without hearing any further business, the meeting's adjourned.
Wow.